Hi, Caro. You're doing an interview with yourself backstage at a venue that in which you're going to play a secret show later on. You can hear another band practice, I guess. I wanted to know, why are you doing this? Okay. I'm doing this because I still feel a little bit uncomfortable doing interviews. I don't know. I've done a lot of them, and it's on the one hand, I'm still a little uncomfortable, and on the other hand, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna get the same questions again and again, and I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to drag anyone into this. Because this is supposed to be an interview for people listening to my special EP. That's not so special. I mean, it's only got two songs that are special, that are not on the CD. Sing Out Heart, which I've done, well, I think I recorded it like 2 years ago, and the first release was 1 year ago. It was 2 years ago. The release was 2 years ago, the first one, and then another one was 1 year, a little bit more than 1 year ago. And then someone said, okay, your album is pretty good, why doesn't anyone know about it? And so they said, okay, we could have a special EP with some songs of the album. And I said, yes, okay, we can do that. I mean, it would be a sad thing if no one really listened to my CD. I mean, I did sell some CDs, and I did play some shows, but yeah. Okay, so why are you not more popular? I mean, I guess people tell you have a beautiful voice and your songs are quite beautiful, even though they're home recorded, right? Yeah, but you know, that's not all it takes. You have to work hard to become famous, and I don't know if I want that. I'm pretty sure I don't want to have a manager. I wouldn't be opposed to having a manager. I would gladly have one if it was the right person, you know, if they were kind and honest and not in for it for the money, or like, you know, there are these social fanatics, they have to be in anyone's business and they have to be loved by everyone, and I don't like these kind of people. So for me to get a manager, it's nothing that will happen that likely, you know. Yeah. So why are you doing this interview in English? I figured there might be some people buying this EP on iTunes that don't speak German. That's one reason. And the other one is, I kind of feel comfortable doing it, even though it's not my mother tongue, and even though I do make mistakes. I mean, why are you wearing sneakers tonight? It's comfortable. It just feels right. So you're saying that you feel more comfortable talking English and singing English? Yeah, exactly. I tried singing in German when I was in school, like 13 years ago or something. And it didn't, I don't know, it didn't feel right. It gets Schlager immediately, you know, like Kitsch and... And I found that, you know, like singing in German is like wearing high heels as opposed to wearing sneakers, because German is complicated and it can be utterly beautiful like wearing high heels, but it's not as easy as wearing sneakers or singing in English. And I also feel that English is somehow connected to my subconscious more than German is. It doesn't feel that weird to say some of the words I use in my songs, and I don't know, I like the way you pronounce them, and you can be more sexy, and you can be more, I don't know, maybe even a little bit more honest, because it doesn't have the same weight as your mother tongue. And English doesn't have the same weight as German. I mean, there are not that many consonants, more vowels, and so I don't know. It feels right. Yeah. So when did you start making music, and how did you know that you wanted to pursue this as a profession. I don't know when I started making music. I can't remember. It was in school, probably before school, maybe. My parents sent me to a course for a class for children, like small children. Maybe I was 4 or 5 or something like that. We would build rattles and stuff like that. We would learn how to play the recorder and stuff like that. And then I went to a choir for children. That was pretty nice. And when I was 17 or something, my father gave me an old guitar. It had gone through some stuff, you know. It was the wood was not that beautiful anymore, and it sounded strange, but I don't know, I liked it, and I taught myself how to play the guitar, not that well, and I don't know, and I never liked to, you know, play songs by other people. I just couldn't put the effort into it. So I immediately, when I found out the first chords, with help from the internet, I wrote my own songs. Knowing only 2 or 3 chords, I would write my own songs. Pretty basic stuff. And then I thought, okay, well, I think I could do this. I should learn how to sing. I mean, I always had a beautiful voice, but I didn't know how to use it. It's like with high heels. So I started taping myself every day for 3 years till I was like, I don't know, 20, 21, every day. And yeah, I taught myself how to sing, and I was doing well, but it wasn't that special. And when I saw Cat Power perform in London and then in Frankfurt, Frankfurt was, I think, was 2004, I realized that this is the kind of voice I want to have. I mean, not especially like only like Cat Power, but like Feist or like jazz singers and Jeff Buckley. I've always loved Jeff Buckley since the first time I heard one of his songs. And so that Cat Power concert changed my life. Yeah. How did it change your life? Well, okay, it's a funny story with Cat Power. She was totally drunk when she was on stage, and she only played 3 songs, and she even drank more on stage. And some woman said, "Oh, come on, sing more," because she started talking, and because of that woman, Cat Power got so insecure that she would stop singing, even though the woman yelled at her because she wanted her to sing more. But Cat Power, I don't know, she just didn't realize how much people loved her voice. And then she kept talking for 40 minutes. And the funny thing about the story is that I didn't know Cat Power back then. I only heard her sing a couple of songs as opening act for the Dirty Three in London at Shepherd's Bush Empire. But I didn't know, I did remember that she played that White Stripes song, Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground. So I kind of sang like Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground while she was on stage talking, and then after 40 minutes, and she heard it and it kind of clicked in her head, and she started singing the song. Her band came back on stage. Everyone in the audience was sitting because she told us to. And she totally drunk. She couldn't walk anymore. So she crawled off stage, got behind me, laid down, and put her feet on my shoulder, singing the song for it felt like 15 minutes. And it was like the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. So, you know, this woman with this beautiful voice was so scared, was so insecure. I thought, okay, I'm insecure, but I can do this, and I think I can do this without alcohol. And yeah, then I found my voice, because you have to know what you're looking for when you're looking for something. And so I started making music, especially after I saw Feist on stage at the Immergut 2006. It's a small festival close to Berlin. Pretty beautiful. You should check it out. They got cool bands playing there, and it's supposed to be like brilliant weather all the time, but of course when I went there it was raining all the time for the first time in like 10 years or something. And I saw Feist there, and she had lost her musicians. I don't know how they got lost. She was there and she played all alone, and that kind of was the last thing that pushed me over the edge, making me feel like I could do this. I could do this on my own. I'm not saying I'm as good as Feist or Cat Power are, but you know, I don't have to be. I'm telling my own story. I'm doing my own stuff, and I feel comfortable with it. For the next album, I do have a band. I will have a band. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how long it takes to record the album. I've already started, so it's looking pretty good. I hope it's gonna be released this year, like 2011 it is now. And yeah, we'll just see how it goes. All right. Well then, thank you. Thank me, myself, for the interview. Thank people for listening. I thank everyone for making it possible to do this weird stuff that I'm doing, especially this interview right now. And yeah, I hope you're having a great time, and I hope you're enjoying my music. Take care.